Imam Hussein in the eyes of Sunni thinkers. In the name of God, salam and welcome to the program. Imam Hussein's personality and movement has astounded every seeker of freedom from any creed. Many scholars and thinkers have spoken on Imam Hussein and the Epic of Ashura during the past 14 centuries. In a few episodes, we have discussed the views of Sunni scholars and thinkers on this grand personality and his unmatched movement. Stay tuned, please, for the third part of this discussion. Abbas Mahmoud al-Aghad was an Egyptian literary figure and journalist who has written a few books on the Ahlul Bayt or progeny of the Prophet of Islam. He is considered among the pioneers of the Egyptian contemporary literature. Abbas Mahmoud al-Aghad had an eloquent pen and poetic taste. Thus, he wrote more than 100 books and thousands of articles in various fields. Since his adolescence, al-Aghad had a bright intellect which helped him advance in scientific domains and have communications with contemporary thinkers via learning English, German, and French languages. In 1934, a group of scholars, journalists, and political figures held a session to mark his efforts in scientific and literary fields. The progeny of the Prophet of Islam have always enjoyed lofty position among Sunni scholars. Abbas Mahmoud al-Aghad, too, had authored several books on this. In one of his works, he calls the mission of the Prophet as the sunrise of light. His book, Hussein, Father of Martyrs, is about the backgrounds of occurrence of Ashura, and the book speaks on the merits of Bani Hashem, or the Hashemite clan, and the features of the Umayyad rulers. He considers Imam Hussein's rank so high that he doesn't let himself to compare him with Yazid, as the latter has no virtue to be comparable with Imam Hussein, peace upon him. Therefore, he writes, "I am not trying to compare Hussein and Yazid, because according to their personal characteristics, there is no reason for this, because Yazid had no small or great merit, while Hussein, peace upon him, had not a single flaw, even according to the admission of people like Muawiyah." When Muawiyah asked his followers to write something contemptible on Hussein, they said, "There is no imperfection in Hussein." In view of al-Aghad, Hussein, peace upon him, is from a family who grew up in the way of truth and justice and tried to set up religious imamat or leadership, whereas the Umayyad family sought to establish their worldly government to reach their mundane desires. Al-Aghad reminds that the Hashemite clan stayed in Mecca and served the people. While the Umayyads would commute in different cities to gain more wealth. Thus, after the bloodless conquest of Mecca by Muslims, Abu Sufyan and his equally wicked son Muawiyah embraced Islam pretentiously to have a share in victories. Abu Sufyan told the Prophet's uncle Abbas, "What a glorious kingdom." Abbas instantly said, "It's not kingdom, rather it is prophethood." The Egyptian thinker maintains that the battle between the Hashemite and Umayyad clans continued till the point that there was no bond between them. This battle never stopped, and it continued from generation to generation, although it apparently perished during the last month of the Prophet's life, yet it emerged in various fields such as the services of the one clan and betrayals of the other one. The generosity of the one clan towards the needy and excessive accumulation of money by the other. This reveals the Hashemite clan as the epitome of all virtues and the Umayyad clan as the symbol of every vice in history. Egyptian thinker and scholar Abbas Mahmoud al-Aghat mentions subtle points on the issue of Yazid's forcing of Imam Hussein to swear allegiance with him. He believes that to escape the disgraceful and compulsory pledge of allegiance was one of the reasons for the Imam to set up his uprising. He writes, "It is amazing that Hussein, peace upon him, is invited to swear allegiance with a man like Yazid, to sort of cleanse him, to be forced to testify that Yazid is the best caliph as is entitled to caliphate." At that time, there remain only two ways for Hussein, either allegiance or uprising, because they would never leave him on his own. But how can Hussein, peace upon him, who enjoys the strongest religious faith and is the grandson of the Prophet, swear allegiance? Therefore, to escape allegiance, he goes to Karbala and prefers bloody uprising to humiliating allegiance and fights manly so that, through fighting and martyrdom, he says no to Yazid and his followers and their illegitimate demands and seal the rightful battle between the virtuous Hashemite clan and the clan of wickedness, the Umayyad family.